Well, the in-hospital pharmacies at Netcare hospitals are suspending services to the general public as from today until further notice. And this is part of their efforts to reduce the risk of introducing COVID-19 into the hospitals. And it's if you go to a hospital and you've got symptoms, they will look after you. They will, of course, care for you. But they don't want people without symptoms or people who don't seem to have any sort of risk associated with them going and queuing up in their pharmacies. There are lots of pharmacies all over the place. But taking sick people into hospital is high risk, of course. And it does make sense. They want to reduce the risk of transmission within their general wards. And so they've taken that decision. Certainly lots of moves afoot to prepare for a more serious outbreak than we've seen to date. South Africa's public health work group calling on all companies, especially those in lockdown, to divert their stocks of PPEs, personal protective equipment, to use in the national healthcare sector. Head of the Public Health Work Group at Business for South Africa is Stavros Nicolaou. Stavros, what sort of industries are you talking about? What sort of industries outside of the healthcare sector ordinarily would have the kind of equipment which is so urgently needed right now?
Bruce, thanks. Good evening to you and your listeners. So a typical example would be the mining sector. So these are sectors that, as a matter of course, have to keep PPE. And in these times of need, I think we're calling on them and other sectors, and just generally the public, if they're able to access credible PPEs. Of course, these things all need to be validated. We've been swamped with a plethora of inadequate or inappropriate material as well. So I think the plea is those organizations and individuals out there who have no use for their PPE at this point in time, please make it available, but please make certain that it's the legit thing.
And also people be worried about whether stuff is sterile or not. They'll be worried about the quality of gear. If they're unsure, where can they get proper information as to what you need?
So Bruce, generally we're calling for N95 masks, otherwise known as respirators. We're calling for general masks, aprons, gloves, latex gloves. These are all packaged and sealed. So provided they've still got the seal, and as I said, they're validated products, then that is exactly what we need. To find out more detail, we've made a email address available. I'd like to announce it at the end, if you don't mind, and would also appreciate you tweeting it or sure, Making it available to the listeners. So if you'll allow me a second, I'll just read it out. It's quite easy to remember. Just give me a moment.
It's easy to remember, so you need to check it up. But that's okay. Rather be safe than sorry, Stavros. What is the email address? I tell you what, Stavros, you give it to my producer, Tukiso Lefifi, and he will give it to me and make sure that we get that email address into the public domain.
702. Bruce is on The Money Show.
I want to read you just one thing today. It's a letter from an acclaimed Italian novelist by the name of Francesca Melandri, written to fellow Europeans from what he calls their future. He says, I'm writing to you from Italy, which means I'm writing to you from your future. We are now where you will be in a few days. The epidemic's charts show us we are all entwined in a parallel dance. We are but a few steps ahead of you in the path of time, just like Wuhan was a few weeks ahead of us. We watch you as you behave just as we did. You hold the same arguments we did until a short time ago, between those who say, it's only flu, why all the fuss? And those who have already understood. As we watch you from here, from your future, we know that many of you, as you were told to lock yourselves up in your homes, quoted Orwell, some even Hobbes. But soon, you'll be too busy for that. First of all, you'll eat, not just because it'll be one of the few last things that you can still do. You'll find dozens of social networking groups with tutorials on how to spend your free time in fruitful ways. You'll join them all and then ignore them completely after a few days. You'll pull apocalyptic literature out of your bookshelves. But you will soon find you don't really feel like reading any of it. You'll eat again. You'll not sleep well. You'll ask yourselves what's happening to democracy. You'll have an unstoppable online social life on Messenger, WhatsApp, Skype, Zoom. You will miss your adult children like you never have before. The realization that you have no idea when you will ever see them again will hit you like a punch in the chest. Old resentments and falling outs will seem irrelevant. You will call people you'd sworn never to talk to ever again just to ask them, how are you doing? Many women will be beaten in their homes. You will wonder what is happening to all of those who can't stay at home because they don't have one. You will feel vulnerable when going out shopping in the deserted streets, especially if you are a woman. You'll ask yourselves if this is how societies collapse. Does it really happen so fast? You'll block out these thoughts, and then when you get back home again, you'll eat. You'll put on weight. You'll look for online fitness training. You'll laugh. You'll laugh a lot. You'll flaunt a gallows humor you've never had before. Even people who've always taken everything dead seriously will contemplate the absurdity of life, of the universe, and of it all. You will make appointments in the supermarket queues with your friends and lovers so as briefly to see them in person, all while abiding by social distancing rules. You will count on all the things you do not need. The true nature of the people around you will be revealed with total clarity. You will have confirmations and surprises.